Welcome into halftime of tonight's high school football games on 92.9 and 1570 KZWC, as well as 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas joining you here at the halftime break for our senior spotlight interviews presented by Iowa Central Community College. In our first interview of the night, lined up, we have Eagle Grove senior Drake Canavan joins us. And Drake, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Yep, thank you for picking me. I'm glad. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll get right into it. You said, right now, before we get too much further, you're in the middle of your senior football season right now, started your senior year, and just talk to the people out there. How has it been so far for you in your senior year in football?
I've had a heavy workload with my guys. You know, we haven't put any wins on the board yet, but I can feel it coming. We're a young team. I can feel it coming. You know, we're young, but I know that if we keep going, it's going to click one of these days, and something's good going to happen for us.
All right, and you said that you were not this year. It wasn't this year, but last year you did take courses at Iowa Central Community College. What were some of those courses that you took last year for ICC?
At the academy last year, for those intro level courses, I took intro to education. Took intro to biology, a biology lab, and then technology in the classroom.
Gotcha. And what would be your favorite part about taking those college credits at Iowa Central Community College?
I mean, it saves money. You know, I get to now, when I go to college, I'm already advanced. I don't have to take those classes. I don't have to spend money on those classes. They're already done, so...
Yeah, that's a pretty popular answer we get when it comes to that. And outside of that, you know, getting back to the high school side of things, you know, what are some of the other activities you've been involved in your 4 years at Eagle Grove?
I play basketball, baseball, track. I'm in National Honor Society. I'm in FCA. So I like to be really involved. Just, you know, I'm only in high school once, so I like to do everything I could possibly can.
Well, being involved that much and all the things you're doing, there's obviously going to be a lot of memorable moments that stick out to you. And Drake, my next question would be, you know, of those memorable moments, is there one that sticks out to you, or is there maybe a couple that really stick out when you talk about memorable moments in high school?
My favorite memory of high school is when we went to Manson on a Friday night, and it was their homecoming, and not many people thought we were going to win, and we came out. And we won. And when we won, they shut off fireworks for us. So, because they had fireworks ready for their win for homecoming, and then they shot them off anyway, regardless of what happened. So. That's pretty fun.
That's fantastic. I never heard that story. That's fantastic. So I'm kind of piggybacking off of that. You know, going from moments to achievements, you know, and this could be an academic achievement. It could be athletic achievement, or it could be something even outside of school in general. But what is the biggest achievement you've had in your high school career?
Probably getting accepted into the National Honor Society. My mom was kind of talking to me about it, and I was like, I don't really know what this is. But then the more I looked into it, I was like, I looked into it, and I realized how much of a privilege it really is to be in it. So I was very excited to be into that, yeah.
That's a really good one, no doubt about that. That is a very good, really great achievement to have on your resume. And, you know, outside of school, obviously you talked about how much you do, you know, in school. Outside of school, what do you like to do in your spare time?
I like to hang out with my friends, you know. We're all, the guys that I play football with, basketball with, baseball, we're all super close because in a small community like this, you know, it's usually the same guys. So you're with them all the time in school, and then you're with them at practice, and then you hang out with them after. So I just hang out with them a lot, you know, go play basketball with them, go lift with them, go do whatever, you know, maybe just go hang out, watch some football, whatever.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And now we'll get to our last question here, Drake. And I like to save this question for last for all of our seniors we talk to, because I feel like it's a very important one. Role models. Everyone in high school, you know, has a role model, whether it's a teacher, a coach, it's your parents, it's an older sibling. It could even be, you know, a friend of yours, somebody you looked up to that was a couple years ahead of you in school. You know, you can narrow it down to maybe one or two, or it could just be one in terms of role models or role model. But who was that role model for you? In your time in high school?
Yeah, so mine would be Spencer Espejo. He graduated in 2018, I believe. He was kind of someone I always looked up to, and then when I got into high school, he kind of took me under his wing, and then we just kind of went from there. He played basketball. He loved basketball. And then, you know, I love basketball too, so he kind of just took me under his wing. We trained together. We hung out together. We watched basketball together, and he's just someone that I really looked up to all through elementary school. You know, I was seeing him at the courts and stuff, and then I seen him in middle school, and I was like, wow, this kid's awesome. And then eventually I got to know him. I talked to him, and then he just kind of took me under his wing.
Well, Drank, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck here for the football game tonight here against Manson Northwest Webster, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you. Yep. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Drake Kahneman here on our Senior Spotlight interview. After the break, we have Webster City senior Bonnie Norenberg coming your way next.